Hey, once again, everybody, I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. This is Jordan, and today is November 30th, 2009. This is our weekly team meeting where we go over training, strategy, announcements, and promotions. Tonight's call is really send out cards, a business for everyone. We're going to talk about that. Before we get things rolling, I'd like to read a short article to you that was written by Jim Rohn. And my understanding is, Jim really needs our prayers right now. He's in the hospital, and his health has been failing. I believe he's in his 80s, and he's not doing so hot. But I thought tonight would be a good night to read this article. He's been a mentor of mine over the years. I did shake his hand one time. Really never got to know Jim, but he's had a huge influence on me and my career, and he's written some amazing things, and his talks are just so profound in their simplicity. So here's just a short article by Jim Rohn, How to Attract Success. Jim says, my first mentor, Mr. Schaff, taught me over a five-year period of time before he died some extraordinary simple things. Mr. Schaff only went through the ninth grade. He never finished high school, never went to college, and never went to university. So he put his experiences and ideas into very simple language, which I think for me, a farm boy from the state of Idaho, was so important. When I would say, this is all the company pays, Mr. Schaff would say, no, that is all they pay you. I thought, that's a new way to look at it. I told him things cost too much, but he said, no, you can't afford them. Well, that too was a new concept for me. And he also promised me, if I would improve, then I'd be able to earn more money. So one of the first lessons I learned was, I didn't need to work on the company, I needed to work on myself. If his advice to me had been technical, I might have missed it. If it had been mystic, I would have backed away. But it was just basic, blunt, ABC, familiar stuff that I hadn't thought of before. For me, it was the beginning of what he called personal development. Mr. Schaff also taught me that life puts some of the more valuable things on the high shelf so that you can't get to them until you qualify. If you want the things on the high shelf, you must stand on the books you read. With every book you read, you get to stand a little higher. Mr. Schaff only needed to use 10 simple words to forever shift my thinking when he said, success is something you attract by the person you become. That phrase changed my life. It's true. Success is not to be pursued. Success is to be attracted by the person you become. Therefore, if you want to do something remarkable and attract more success into your business and your life, then put your energy into becoming a better you, the best you. How? Learn the skills, practice the skills, apply the skills. Those 10 simple words, success is something you attract by the person you become, helped change my life forever. Thank you once again, Mr. Schaff, and thank you, Jim Rohn, for sharing that information. That's really profound and really amazing, and we're all rooting for you. We know you've had a real tough time. So tonight's call, an opportunity for everyone. Send out cards is for everyone. Everyone craves appreciation. Everyone's fed by giving appreciation and getting it. It doesn't matter if someone's a construction worker or a cheerleader. All of us love to be told that we're someone special. We all want to make a difference, and we all want to be acknowledged for it. First thing, I'm going to go through a few different things. The first thing, send out cards is for couples. In most network marketing opportunities, either the wife or the husband wants to do the business, but not both. Many times it leads to arguments in the family. Those of you that have been around network marketing for a while know what I'm talking about. With send out cards, it's uncommon that both are not into it. It's so much better when the whole family is involved. So many family fights are caused because the husband is doing the business, but not the wife. Send out card seems to be something that both the husband and the wife get excited about together. Now, if you are part of a family where maybe you're the spouse and you're doing send out cards but your partner's not, well, if you're part of one of those families, my recommendation is don't force your husband or your wife to do send out cards. Simply send them nice cards, cards without an agenda, cards to make their day, to make them feel appreciated and loved. Number two, send out cards is for business owners. We have so many stories of business owners that have used send-out cards to foster more referrals and increase retention. Chris McAllister from Connecticut talks about, I hope he's from Connecticut, I'm pretty sure he is. He talks about one card that led to a $1 million sale in the aircraft sales business. Chris sells and leases private jets to multimillionaires and billionaires. Send-out cards is a perfect product for business owners that want to grow. When send-out cards is used to appreciate those that do business with us, they're more likely to refer others and to come back and do more business. And I recommend, highly recommend, reading Tommy and Curtis's book, Appreciation Marketing. You can send that book to yourself with a card. We found business owners to be the low-hanging fruit in our business, and thousands have joined us over the past 4 years, and there are hundreds of thousands that have never heard of us out there. I have a section on the Cool Buzz website, www.thecoolbuzz.com, called Team Updates and Success Stories, where I've posted testimonials from business owners that have benefited from send-out cards. So you can go on the Cool Buzz and go to the Team Updates and Success Stories section and print things off if you need that. Many business owners start off using send-out cards for their own business, and then they realize that many people in their circle also have a need for it. Others start asking them about it as they're sending cards, and one thing leads to the next. I've had many business owners that started off as card senders that ultimately led to business builders. I was one of those. Tommy Wyatt started off as a card sender business owner, and today he has a fast-growing group of a couple of thousand people, Tommy and Curtis. And essentially, Tommy led Curtis to the business. So, but again, Tommy started just using send-out cards. Most businesses require a huge capital investment and many years of success before even breaking even. Most businesses are also characterized by high overhead and diminishing profit margins in this marketplace. A send-out cards business is attractive to many business owners because it requires no capital investment, and it has a residual component that can't be matched, and it can also be built on a part-time basis and has unlimited income potential. This is a dream-come-true business for most business owners. The third group, send-out cards, is for stay-at-home moms. This group is completely untapped. Most home-based businesses say they're home-based, but when it comes down to it, they really aren't. As I was sending cards out from my place in the mountains and walking people through sending cards 5 years ago, I realized over and over again as I was sending cards that this business really can be home-based. Anyone craving the ability to really work from home can find it with send-out cards. Moms have lots of contact with other moms, and most moms would love a way to send cards and make some money. Later in this call, I'll talk about a few ideas that can help you to market to stay-at-home moms. How many moms have left the workplace to raise kids and have lost their income, the income that they had prior to having kids? Some families would rather not use daycare for their kids. Working from home is an attractive option for moms. It's a business that can be done part-time, and it's totally consistent with the activities of raising a family. The sock box is designed for creating immediate cash as well as retailing the basic $49 sock SOC system. So each box carries a $24 profit. The sock boxes retail for $49, and we purchase them for $25, so they have a $24 profit. So someone who activates 10 sock boxes within any 30-day period also receives an extra $100 profit. So someone can earn $340 in cash when they sell and activate 10 sock boxes within a 30-day period. There are a few different ways a stay-at-home mom can get involved in send-out cards. I'm going to just list four of the ways. She can purchase a sock box for $49 and use it to send Picture Plus cards out. It's perfect for individual thank you cards, birthday cards, sympathy cards. It's good for individual card sending, but you can't send gifts or gift cards, and campaigns are not available on this option. So a stay-at-home mom can spend $49 and be able to send individual cards out with pictures. Great way to celebrate life, send cards out daily. It's a great option. The second thing a stay-at-home mom can do is she can purchase a $25 retail affiliate upgrade. So in addition to the $49 sock box, she can pay $25 and become a retail affiliate. It's a total of $74. And then she can retail sock boxes for $49 and collect the $24 profit on each sale, but she receives no residual. So, for example, if she pays $74, she can sign people up on the $49 sock box option, the electronic version online. You get your own website. Or you could purchase your own sock boxes and then sell those at home parties and things like that. You have some people over at your home and do it that way. The third option is she can become a $99 retail customer or a $298 wholesale customer. So that's another way that a stay-at-home mom can get involved. And then the fourth option, which is probably the most common, is she can become an entrepreneur and get all the benefits of the send-out card system and the opportunity. So if she's looking for all the bells and whistles for $398, she can set up an entrepreneur package and get all the benefits of the send-out card system, including the ability to send out free DVDs, the ability to send out cards at our lowest price, the ability to have her own handwriting in there along with her family's handwriting into her account. the ability to purchase stock boxes at the wholesale price and sell them at the retail price, the ability to build an organization and collect residual income, and the list goes on and on and on. So those are the four different ways a stay-at-home mom can get involved. Send Out Cards gives a mom a way to create a residual of a few hundred or a few thousand dollars from home, and over time, a residual income that can be created that can subsidize or even replace a typical job income from home. The fourth group I want to talk about are the network marketers. So Send Out Cards is for network marketers. Success-minded network marketers typically see Send Out Cards right away. I never try and get someone to do Send Out Cards instead of their current company. I show them how they can use Send Out Cards to grow their current business. I show them how they can use it to get more referrals and I encourage them to do the entrepreneur package just in case others that they know may want to do it as well. Think about all the applications for network marketers. They can use it to recognize the promotions on their teams. They can send birthday cards to their team members and potential team members. They can take pictures at events and send cards out to those in attendance. They can send thank you cards to their customers. They can use it to make company and product announcements. They can create invitations for events and parties. The applications are endless. Send Out Cards is for opportunity seekers. There's no better opportunity in the marketplace today, in my opinion. I get the numbers, and when there's a product that lots of people need that can be delivered more conveniently at a lower cost than what's available, you have a winner. It's all the numbers. If there are lots of users of a service and each user spending money on the service each month, there's money to be made. We get a chance to profit from the use of the service. Think about this. The computer doesn't care if you're tall or short, fat or skinny, educated or not. In fact, it doesn't have a clue to what your background is. It's all numbers. The computer takes a snapshot of your group of distributors and your customers, and it calculates how much you're entitled to based on the volume of cards purchased. It sends a check to the name attached to the ID number of your account, and it mails it to the address attached to that ID number. So when your team and customer base grows, your volume grows and your check goes up. The computer doesn't care what your background is. You know, in the sport of hang gliding, which I did for a number of years, we had a saying, the mountain doesn't care. There's certain rules when you run off the mountain. If you follow those rules, you're going to have a fun, safe, and successful flight. But if you don't follow the rules, you crash, and in many cases, you die. The mountain doesn't care whether you live or die. You must follow the rules. And so in our business, I love this about our business. The computer system takes a snapshot of your organization, of your customer base, of your volume, of your distributors, just takes a snapshot. And it spits out a check, and it stuffs that check into an envelope that's attached to your ID number and mails it to the address that's attached to that ID number. And whatever it is what it is. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter whether you've got an educational background or not. It doesn't matter whether you've been successful in the past or not. The past doesn't matter. There's no politics. You just get a check based on the organization that you've built and the cards that are being sent out. We have the most unique product in the network marketing profession. Most companies have many other companies competing with them in their product category. We all know of people that are in other companies that there are many companies doing what they do. We have virtually no competition. It's so rare and such a great place to be. We have the lowest auto ship in the entire network marketing profession. Most of the big network marketing companies are experiencing very high attrition in this marketplace due to auto ships in the $200 to $300 per month range, meaning that each month their distributors are buying $200 to $300 per month in order to get their check. They're losing customers extremely fast because unless someone's getting a big check, they drop off their $250 a month auto ship. Our low $31 a month auto ship has allowed us to maintain and continue to grow our customer base even during tough times. This is important, is a real important thing to remember. You don't need to kill yourself to create a big business in our company. Most of our top earners have personally signed up 70 to 150 people personally and have been with our company for 4 years. I've been with Send Out Cards for over 200 weeks, and I've signed up 195 people. That's less than one per week since day one. And as you hone your skills, signing up one person for every 4 to 5 gift account walkthroughs is common. When you talk to most of our five-figure monthly earners, you'll find that they've sponsored less than one per week since joining the company, most of them, not all of them. We have less than 70,000 active distributors in all of Sendout Cards. Our revenues will be about $60 million this year. Small network marketing companies do under $150 million in sales. Typically, a small network marketing company would be a company that is brand new, up to $150 million in sales. A medium-sized network marketing company will do $100 million to $1 billion in sales. And a large network marketing company will do $1 billion to $10 billion in sales. And there's, I believe, eight companies or so that do $1 billion to $10 billion in sales. They're the large network marketing companies. We're a small network marketing company by most standards with stability. Do you know that 95% of all startups will be gone within the first year of business? Of the remaining 5%, 95% of those will be gone within 5 years. Now, we've withstood the test of time, and our leadership team has proven that it's quite resilient during tough times. We're no longer an experiment. We have a real opportunity with real residual. Many other companies have flash money, which pays bonuses that represent 90% or more of their income. And by the way, guys, there's a place for everyone. Sendout Cards isn't for everyone. And I'm not slamming or knocking any other network marketing company. Sendout Cards was a startup at one point, and we're still here today. It says a lot about our leadership team that we've been able to weather the test of time and transform some pretty tough situations. Our residual plan is the strongest that I've ever seen. Is it the best in the industry? I don't know. There's no way to know that. That's like saying, is Ford the best car in the industry, or is Jaguar, or is BMW, or is Mercedes? There are people that are perfect for Fords, and there's people that are perfect for BMW, and there's people that are perfect for Jaguars. We have a balanced plan that offers both strong upfront bonuses and an unlimited depth residual plan. I am saying this. We do have what I believe to be the strongest residual plan in the industry. Is it the best? I don't know. But I will tell you this. It's not about the pay plan. This is not a lottery. It's not about the company. It's not a lottery. It's not about somebody building your business for you. It's based on the group that you build and the team that you build. So we fought for 13 years to get this unlimited depth residual into our last company. The last company I was involved in, we fought as a leadership team for 13 years to get that unlimited depth residual into our plan, and it never happened. We just wanted 0.25%. And in Sendout Cards, it's up to 25% to unlimited levels. When I saw that, I was blown away. Again, this is not a lottery. It's not a crapshoot. It's a business. It's not an experiment. Anytime someone tells you that they'll build your business for you, run for the hills, because like I say, it's not welfare. It's about building a business. Sendout Cards gives you a real opportunity to build a future for yourself with a fun, unique service that truly serves people. So, number one, you get free training by people that have already done it, people like Damar Zimmerman, people like Jim Packard and Adam Packard and Jeff Packard, people like David Fry and Jason Isaacson and Judy O'Higgins. You get paid, you get trained, free training by people that have already done it. It's not theory. Number two, you'll get the support of a multi-million dollar company that will supply and fulfill all the product for you. Cody has invested in the employees, the equipment and real estate, infrastructure, research and development, attorneys. He's invested millions of dollars into that for us. We don't have to pay that. He took the risk. We get to benefit. Number three, you'll get a full accounting report of your entire business at no extra charge with no monthly maintenance or management fees. This in and of itself would cost you thousands of dollars per month, and it's all included. Full accounting report of your entire business at no extra charge. It's almost ridiculous to see what we get for $398. It's pretty special and not to be taken for granted. When you see Cody, thank him, because we got something really special here. I want to close with eight card sending ideas. And you know what? If we all got together in a room, the group of us that are on this call here tonight, and there's quite a few of you, we all got together in a room and we took out a whiteboard and we started brainstorming. We probably could come up with a couple hundred of these. I'm just going to give you eight. And by the way, some of them I made up and some of them I stole from you. Number one, pet daycare. Some of you have animals that you take to daycare. You know, what a great opportunity to send cards from your pet to the people at the daycare center. You know, you'll notice that most of these are just having fun with send-out cards. And I know many of you are already doing this because I get your cards, and some of you aren't. It's just about being creative and having fun. Pet daycare is great. think of all the opportunities of being able to go and take pictures of the dogs and mail them to the pet daycare center. What do they do with them? They always put them up on the board. I've been to pet daycare centers where all those pictures are up on the board. So imagine that. What a great advertisement, free advertising for you. Number two, the real estate business. You know, some of you have heard me mention this before, but, you know, realtors will take pictures of their clients in front of their new home and then ask the client for the names and addresses of a few of their friends that may like to receive a picture of them in front of their new home. Send out a little introduction of themselves to all those people, saying, "I just sold your friends this new home." Well, where do those cards go? They don't end up in the trash. They end up on a refrigerator or in a photo album. What a great way to celebrate lives and really offer a service, and at the same time, that realtor gets a chance to introduce themselves to people that they may not have met in a warm market way. Number three, I love this one. I hired a contractor to come up and redo a deck up in the mountains in Jerome, and I took before and after pictures with Martin Sprolenka standing on my deck, before and after, and then I sent a card to all the people in our networking group with the before and after pictures, telling them how great Martin was and that they should hire him anytime they need some work done. So you can brag on other people, and you have an opportunity to really spread the love, so to speak, get the word out about people that have provided services for you that you've been really pleased with, and help them promote their business. Again, you're promoting your business by helping other people promote their business. I love the next ones, parties, sporting events, and weddings. That's 4, 5, and 6. Bring your camera, your digital camera, everywhere you go. And if you don't have a nice little digital camera, you can pick one up, 3 to 5 megapixels for $100 today. Go down to Best Buy and get yourself a digital camera and take pictures everywhere you go. I snap pictures all the time. Bart's great at that, Bart Ratliff. Take lots and lots of pictures. And then as you're loading those pictures onto your computer, you'll see literally 20, 30, 40 opportunities to send cards. I create great 3-panel picture cards where the cards don't even have words on them. It's just a bunch of pictures from events. And then I take a list of all the people that were at that event, and I mail a card to all those people. I can't even tell you the opportunities that are created by doing that. Parties, birthday parties, that's number 4. All different types of parties, graduation parties, sporting events, your kids' soccer games, your football games at your high school, weddings. I take pictures at weddings and I put them all. I've done this a number of times where I put all the pictures in a 3-panel card and mail them to all the people that I have addresses for from the wedding, and I try and get some addresses as well. Number 7, we have a few actors and actresses out of L.A. that use send-out cards. I know Michael Vaccaro has used send-out cards to get a few jobs. He's on the Sprint commercial right now, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe Michael actually got on the Sprint commercial using send-out cards, if I'm not mistaken. I know Jordan Savage has used it, where they put their picture on the front of the card, they put their bio in the card, and then after they have an audition, they send a thank you card to the casting director. And then, you know, number 8, this is one that I've heard Jim Packard use and a number of others, is coffee on me. Put a $5 Starbucks card in a card and thank somebody for something and say, hey, I want to buy you coffee, and put that Starbucks card in there and send it off. And again, we could brainstorm, guys, and we could probably come up with 100 different card sending ideas. In fact, today, I'll just share this with you. What a great opportunity. I'm at a beautiful resort in Hawaii right now, and I just went right before this call, literally 15 minutes before this call, I completed a 80-minute Thai massage. And during the Thai massage, the guy asked me what I do, and I told him a little bit, and he asked me a little more, and I told him a little more. And next thing I know, he's interested in the business, real excited about it. But we've got a lot of great pictures here from the resort, and he asked me to come back down and drop some information off to him. And I would not be surprised. He was selling me on the business before we were done. I would not be surprised if he doesn't become my next distributor here in Hawaii. And so you just kind of do business as you go. I'm going to send him some cards. I'm going to make sure that he leaves with an info pack and a Success From Home magazine. I always have those with me. And by the time I get back to the mainland, I have a feeling he may be interested in doing business. We'll see. So I'm going to I'll let you guys know on next week's call what happens with that. But I'm going to open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and wish you were here. We're going to have many opportunities to travel together over the next few years. We've got the big trip coming up in March or April. I have it on my calendar. I believe it's April in Cozumel for those top point earners in our company, the top 100. It's going to be a lot of fun. and top 20 money earners are going to be there as well. So you want to get yourself up in the points. And, heck, you guys, it's been great talking to you tonight. I'm going to open the call, give you a chance to say goodnight. On the count of three, if you want to tell me your name and the city you're calling from, that would be really awesome. One, two, and...
John Hayes.
I love Florida. Erica.
Hi, thank you.
Don Kennedy, Grand Rapids.
Thank you. Bye.